thank God. We thank you once again this afternoon for your grace and your mercy, O God, that has kept us, O God, since morning when we came into this church building. Thank you for the blessings, Lord, wherewith you have blessed us in the Sunday school and the morning service, O God. Thank you for the little time of rest we had. Thank you, Lord, for the worship service, the hymns and the chorus, O God, that have been sung to bless your name and to prepare us, O Father, for what you have in store for us. Lord, this is the last service of the day. We pray, Father, that you come by once again and cap, O God, these blessings for us today. That when we leave here, Lord, our heart will be full of joy, our heart will be full of gladness that we have met you, O God. And you destroy every wicked work of the enemy in our lives, O God, and that of our family and that of your church, just as you promised, O God. Bless the reading of your word, Father. Bless the hearing of the same. Once again, we pray, Father, in all nations of the world, where your children will be gathered again for a second service today, may you bless their gathering, O God. Be the help of your servants, be the help of your people, O God. Thank you, eternal Father. So we turn the service to you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Let's turn our Bible to the book of St. Luke. St. Luke chapter 19. We'll read from verse 1 to verse 10. We trust God to help us. Amen. Said, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down, and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I will restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And may the Lord Jesus add his blessings to the reading and hearing of his perfect word in our heart this afternoon. In Jesus Christ's name, you can be seated. God bless you. Thank you for your patience once again and for coming to church and waiting for the second service. We pray that God will bless our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to continue with the text we started on Wednesday. Of course, we didn't get anywhere because of the reports we were doing. But I trust God will help me today that we will get somewhere. Amen. And somewhere along the line, God will bless our hearts. He was to pass this way. Just as we said, Jesus is passing this way. It just depends on the condition of your heart. Amen. Now, from this message that the prophet preached, which he preached it twice, and made reference to other places, talking about this man, Zacchaeus. Brother Bram told us he was a businessman like any one of us could be. And he had a Christian wife, a woman that had met Jesus. Of course, they had all that their priest told them and their pastor told them Jesus was. And some people don't believe him. Some people believe him. Some people say he's a fanatic. Some people say this, that, or the other. Just like today, people have so many things they say about the message. Amen. Yes, people have so many things they say about the message. If you travel, you hear so many things. And even if you check your internet, you hear so many things that people say until you have to personally know where you are standing. Amen. And as the prophet said, until God has to personally reveal himself to you. So it's not what daddy say. I mean, I've had personal experiences where, well, my dad is a preacher. He has his own personal opinion. I have my own personal opinion. Nobody can drag me to believe what you believe. If I don't believe it, I will be praying, God help me. And I tell you, pray for me. I would not want to please you and displease myself. No. So I'd rather be a sinner man before you, and you be praying for me that God help Joseph. Yeah. Because it's a personal affair, it's an individual race. So you get the context of what I'm saying. For example, God forbid my dad say he doesn't believe this message again and he turns back. I will not turn back because I know where I'm standing today. You know, just like some, you know, brothers were saying, you know, some people in the message today that I preach so well and they're turning back. So many things, you know, is happening in the message. May God just help us. You know, you have to have a personal conviction. As Brother Bab said, when God reveals himself personally to you, you see God genuinely, you see different. It's going to become a different, you know, experience for you. And that was what this sister had, the wife of Zacchaeus. Regardless of what the people were saying, that Jesus is this fanatic or the other, is a busybody, he has come to scatter our church, he has come to take the people away from us. He just claiming what is not. A man that did not call himself God, going everywhere. But did he call himself God? He was God. Amen. None of their church founder or their church priest could do any of the works he was doing. So that was why they hated him. He came showing them love, you know, giving them food, and doing all he can do. But still, the people hated him. Because why? Light and darkness cannot stay together. No matter where Jesus is, it will expose darkness. May God help us. Just like the prophet said in one message, he said, you know, the truth of this day, you know, truth will not be popular. It will not make you a popular person, but it will make you honest. Just as we had in the Sunday school this morning, the summary of this message, friend, is mystery. And it takes revelation to understand the mystery behind the message. Because if God will help you get to some juncture in this message, you want to turn back. I say, who is this William Brown self? I tell you, you look and ponder. Is he really a man? I be just claiming something. Maybe just giving up some things that he just, you know, like one of the pastors said, maybe just ate beans and it's feeling funny. But it's not so. May God help us. Now, Abraham, in that message, it was passed this way, preached 1964, paragraph 41. I just want to read a few things there, and then we'll proceed and God help us. Abraham said, it must have been an awful night, you know, for this man, Zacchaeus. And he couldn't sleep at all. And he just rolled and tossed, just like some of us do. We experience it in the night, especially when you are perplexed, you are troubled, you are just rolling from, I don't know what science people call those things, doctor, you roll like, you can't just sleep. You know, Zacchaeus had that kind of night, and it was breaking day, and we all know what those restless nights mean, when you can't sleep, and you got something on your mind, or something has got your nerves all upset. You know, you can't just, oh God, God, you know. And this little fellow was a businessman, maybe in a city of Jericho, just as we read, which was something like you businessmen and women here. No doubt he had a growing business, and he stood in good with all the clubs and so forth. He was a good member of the church and the Sanhedrin court, council, and he had a fine priest, and he believed this priest against the Bible. Against the word of God. May I encourage you, let us try to read the Bible. Even if it's a half chapter. But we should not be begging people. I mean, even if it's half chapter in a day, try and read something. Amen. just as the associate pastor encouraged us today, read for yourself, not anything we hear in church. When you hear something in church, go back. Like me now, there are certain things we'll be hearing sometimes, but you want to go and search more. You know, when you hear certain things, you search and say, okay, you know, I have somewhere I put in my jotter, I want to search this one, you know, that the prophet said, yeah, how that serpent seed enter, you know, enter in the lineage of a Noah, and he said their wives, and I'm searching. You know, you have to, when you some things you ponder on, you go and read. May God help us. Now, Barbara said, you see, and the strange thing about this case, though, is his wife. She had gone somewhere. Well, we'll call her Rebecca. She has strayed off on the wrong side. That was what this brother thought. You know, she was following a man that was supposed to be a prophet. But he was a prophet, you know. A man named Jesus, the people, the poorer class of people believe him to be a prophet. But the rich men, they don't like him. You see, because why? They feel it will make them poor, just like the rich young ruler. That was their thoughts. But they don't know that following Jesus, you will get more richer. May God help us. It is not only being having this world goods. The most important thing or the greatest riches is the one above. Amen. There are children out there that cannot eat. If God bless you with money, that's a ministry. You can look that. Nigeria, sometimes I look at us, may God help us too. Look at neighboring country, they think about how to help Nigeria, and we claim we are giant of Africa. Giant without nothing to show. We cannot even give aid, even to our common man. If somebody opened an NGO today, is opening with the mind of making profits. And they call it non-profit. They are not sincere in what they are doing. May God help us. See that? They believe him to be a prophet or a Messiah that was promised, but they didn't meet the qualification of the Sanhedrin court. Strange, you know. Sometimes God does things off of the color that we think it ought to be. And this fellow, you see, was born, to their opinion, an illegitimate birth. His mother gave birth to him before her and her husband was married. And you know another thing, he had no school, no schooling. He didn't have no record. They didn't have no record. He ever went to school. You know, he was not a priest. He was not a rabbi. He just had claims. You know, like of his own. That's what the, you know, the people were saying. Just claims, you know. But he wasn't claiming 48. But somehow another, his wife had persuaded that he was the prophet that was to come. And she had followed him, believed him. She tried to tell her husband, but he was so carried away in his business. Like some brother that I remember, he used to raise chicken. That brother is so in love with his chicken, he doesn't come to church. I prayed this message in Ghana, and I tell them, if you have chicken, leave your chicken and come to church. You stay your business Monday to Saturday, no church. Say, pastor, that's where we make money. Come to church. Leave that business. Come to church. You have poultry farm. He say, oh, the birds will die. Oh, are you the one taking care of them? If God wanted them to die, even while you are there, they will die. Just one flew enter, he finished the whole thing. If you have any skill, any knowledge to be able to do your business, it's God that gave it to you. Then is it just one day? It's not even the whole hour in the day that we give to God. Sunday, you see now, we thank God this place is improving. Before afternoon like this, you see empty chairs. But we thank God. Wednesday service is the people that have body that come to Wednesday service. Is that not so? It's those, I want only wala, no matter what Wednesday prayer meeting. But it should not be like that. Every Christian should pray. But the Bible says it is something that God has given to us. Don't allow Satan to give you that sermon that is those that have body that pray. Even when you don't have body, come to church and pray. Pray ahead. Because Satan doesn't love you. He's planning something ahead of you. So pray ahead. Pray for your loved one. Pray for your children. Pray for your spouse. If you are not married, pray for the one you will marry. Tell God, this and this is what I want. If you are married, pray for your spouse. Pray for your children. You don't know what, you know, we made them ahead of the Lord tarry. Pray in advance for them. May God help us. See? see, you know, and she tried to tell her husband, and he was so carried away in his business, you know, he belonged to church though, isn't that good enough, you know, something like the rich young ruler, you know, he had a business, but he realized that he was a member of the church, but he didn't have eternal life. You see, the people know. He sees something in Jesus that the other men didn't have. And he said, you know, come to him, said he wanted to know if he could have eternal life. And Jesus told him to keep the commandment. He said, I've done this since I was a youth. And they show he was a believer, but he knew that Jesus has something that those priests, those rabbis, they didn't have. What their churches claim, just like the Catholic and the rest of them. The people that go there where you present this message to them, they know that you are saying something. But to accept it, there is nothing in them to accept it. That's why Barry Brown said, if you find yourself, oh, we should always thank God, friends. It shows that God ordained us for this age. You find yourself that this message of the hour, irregardless of whatever opinion you have personally, you see, you accept it. And sometimes you are just praying, God, this one I don't understand, but just help me. It's the grace of God to you. There are some people, just one paragraph of it, they are hungry. It shows what is in them. They are of their father, the devil. Because it is Satan that always fight God. Anything about God, it doesn't want to hear. So one paragraph that his children hear, they get angry to say, that is one of them. Oh yes, we are glad to say we are one of them. That's why I love that. So I said, there are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame. We are happy to be identified with Christ. I'm not ashamed of him anywhere I go, friends. But Satan, he doesn't like that because he knows the secret behind serving the Lord. It is more than church, you know, and that's why I pray, God help me every day. It's more than church. That's why he fights your holy living. Satan is so strategic. Like I was telling, you know, the people there, he's so strategic and he uses different tactics to fight the Christian. One way, especially if you look at you that you're a spiritual man, like a pastor and things, he can fight your marriage. Because he knows once he gets your marriage, he will get the people that God is using you to help. And he gets you. If you see he cannot get your marriage, he enter your finance. When you are struggling looking for money, you say you will not have the time to pray and serve the Lord. But he's a liar. No matter how he fights, children of God will overcome. He can never defeat God. He can never defeat God's children. We know all those strategies. We know how he comes. He will look and say, okay, this pastor and this pastor, let me come in between them. But Jesus is in our midst. He said, I'm in you, even I'll be with you even in you to the end of the world. He knows all about, he knows what Satan is doing. He knows all. May God help us. And when a man ever comes in contact with Jesus Christ, you know, he's different. He's a different, you know, he's different from man. And you are never the same when you won't see him. If there is any spark of God about you, see? And so Rebecca, she found this Jesus. And he was, you know, he was to her exactly the fulfilling of the promise that the Jews have been looking for their day. Amen. She saw that it was more than coming to church. She saw that it was more than, you know, shaking hands with the pastor, shaking hands with the priest, saying that, oh, he's a good brother, he's a minister in the church, he's so cool, he's so calm. She saw that, no, this Jesus, when you meet him, he gives you something that no man can give you. He gives you life, which for yourself, you know that when you have it, you have everything. May God help us. It's beyond that I preach. You get that? It's beyond that, friends. Because what Jesus gives to you is life. Life that your father and your mother cannot give to you. Life that you personally know nobody can take from you. I'm not talking of the life that will come, you know, as Pastor Tango, we thank God for the pastor that God gave to us. Everybody is a Christian when we come to church. But what we are saying is, when you leave church, what kind of life do you live? Zacchaeus knew the kind of businessman he was. He knew who his wife was. So he felt that this woman had joined a strange group. Every night, hulua, hulua, hulua. The neighbors cannot sleep. And now only you go to church. And we said, we go to church today. Mother allows to sleep. It is Satan there. They don't want you to pray because they know the force that is behind prayer. Brother Brown said in one message, he said, that is the greatest force that God ever gave the believer. You find out today people don't pray again. Family that we used to know that time, husband and wife will hold hands together and say, okay, let us pray. Let us pray every night. But where father is tired, mother is tired, I say, you pray your own. Even I'm talking of family altar. They say, you go pray your own, I will pray my own. Satan, don't come there. Making another one. It is Satan there. A family that is not united in prayer, how do you want to fight a battle? How do you want to overcome Satan in the streets? He's going to tell you, you pray your own. When you go like that, he's beginning to come in between the family. May God help us. But this sister, when she joined, you know, that group, she saw the ministry of Jesus Christ, she followed him, and he gave her eternal life. Ah, she knew this is more than what the priest taught us in church. When we see that image, we just, you know, say, Holy Mary, Mother of Jesus, pray for us. Maybe pray for you. Can't you pray for yourself? That's what they tell them. Maybe pray for you. And they know, they don't even open their Bible and check what the Bible is saying. Even sometimes, our young people, may God help us. Like I was telling the Ghana people, how many people know Brother Abraham today? What can you say about the prophet? Our young people too, back home here in Nigeria. How many people, what can you say about the prophet? It's old men that are in this business of preaching. Find it, young people don't want to preach. Why? Young people don't want to serve God. You want to make money. Money is good. Myself, I like money. Money, I mean, it's good, but it has its place. But let us serve God. Because there is a life beyond coming to church. And that one, money cannot buy it. That one, you know, as it's in the word of God. You know, it's a life that will give you joy that is unspeakable. That you might be full of sickness in your body, but people will see you happy. And they say, show me my occasion. It is something that Jesus gives to you. That they can say that you are so poor, poorest, if there's any grammar like that, poorest of the poor. And they just see you are happy. They say, what is wrong with this man? It's because he had gotten something from Jesus. May God help us. Something that you know nobody can give to you. Personally, you have that relationship with God. That was what this woman had. And she was praying, oh God, if my husband can have that same experience. And Brother Bram told us, he said, prayer changes things. You believe that? Let's say paragraph 54. Brother Bram said, and you know she was praying. Brother Bram said, we need more Rebeccas everywhere. You see, prayer changes things. If you lay your husband, like that fellow I was talking about on Wednesday, maybe your husband is trying to discourage you to leave the message. Lay that man before God. You have unsaved loved ones. Lay them before God. Take from the experience and the, you know, the account the prophet gave us of that woman with the drunken husband. She didn't give up on the husband. She still acknowledged him as her husband. Sister, it's not, you know, some people try to explain Bible today and say, oh, it is when my husband is a Christian that I will respect him, I will reverence him. I doubt if you're a Christian, though, sister. The Bible, I did not see anywhere that the Bible says when your husband is a Christian that you must respect him. He said, husband, love your wife. Wife, submit to your husband. Whether it's a Christian or not Christian, submit. And you see, maybe that way by your attitude and your behavior, you can win him over. You know, but people say, no, because he's not a Christian, I cannot respect him. Respect him. We saw that, you know, in that woman the prophet told us about. Still in that condition, she was serving the man and praying for him with breaking the plates and, you know, all the drunkenness and things. She didn't get discouraged. May God help us. And you see this Rebecca, Rebecca said, may God give us more sisters like that. Day in, day out, she was praying for her husband. Oh God, help this man. It is good we have money, we are satisfied, you know, physically speaking, but this eternal life that you have given to me, I want my husband to experience it. But the Bible said, how many of us are thinking that way? He said, that's why we can say, if you have tasted God, he says something in your heart will be yearning to tell the next fellow. That's why in your neighborhood, how many of us tell people about the message? Your life, does your life even preach the message? In your workplace, how did they know you? As did they know you or just one of those churches? Or just one of those Christians? No, we are more than that. We are different. We're peculiar people. We are not deeper life. Me, I'm not ashamed, but they ask me, they say, are you deeper life? I say, my own past deeper life. Another person asked me, he said, but your name is, are you a winner member? I said, no, I'm not a winner member, but I'm a winner. He said, yeah, we know everybody is a winner. I said, no, my own past winners. I said, do you know what I'm saying? My own past that one. Then they look at me, what are you saying? Then we're going to drop some things. May God help us. A few days ago, you know, we talked, I think it was the associate pastor that passed away. You know, how many of us share the good news in our neighborhood, our workplace? The same way you came in, somebody spoke to you. You to talk to somebody. Tell him about this message. May God help us. Somebody that you love, maybe you are praying, oh God, I don't want this person to go to hell. Because the way they are going, we all know, except we want to deceive ourselves. We know, except you don't believe this message, that any man, any woman that is not under this message of the hour, that doesn't have eternal life in his soul, it cannot make it in this day. I know that's a hard one, but that's the truth. Any man, any woman that is not under this Malachi 4 message, Catholic, I mean, Pentecost and the rest of them, redeemed, they can be preaching it, but I'm telling you about true believers, those that will make it in the rapture, it is those that believe this message. You can fight it anywhere, but that's the truth, friends. May God help us. And your mind is, you know, is yearning for your loved one. Say, oh God, let them know you just the way I know you, so that we can be in that place. You look at your family members, maybe your children. Don't give up on them. You are in the fold, they are out of the fold, and they say, we don't believe this message. Yeah, don't get discouraged. Pray, pray. Prayer changes things. But I say, you see, and if you lay your husband or your unsaved one before God and then pray, God will make a way somewhere. You believe that? Cause a promise too. You believe that? Yeah, a promise too. I think from the message, Revelation Book of Symbol, I'll just read one paragraph there. Brother Bram said, prayer is what does the things for us. That's paragraph 145. If I can get that now. 560617, Revelation Book of Symbol, paragraph 140. 140, yeah. Let's see what the prophet said there. Rabban said, you see now, yeah. And I also ask, as you go on your journey, when you leave your city, okay, and different parts of the country, to remember me in your prayer as your fellow servant in Christ. And in the love and fellowship of the Holy Ghost, he said, I got to leave pretty soon, you know, going to Canada, into California, moving. And I want you to be in prayer for me, greatly in prayer for me. Now is when I've got something, I've got to make a decision right away. See, it is very strenuous, and I pray that you will take me upon your heart and remember me. Are you there? Because I know that the prayer is what changes things. You see that? Prayer is what does things for us. Amen. Prayer is what does things for us. You got a difficult situation that you cannot go around it. I say, oh God, this case of my mother, oh God, this case of my father, Lord, this case of my son, Lord, this case of my husband, this case of my wife, Don't stay talking about it. Go on your knees. Pray. Even if it's 30 minutes, pray. You will see Satan will fight you not to pray. But try and pray, brother. Because there is power in prayer. Don't relent in your prayer. If you are comfortable lying down, pray. Pray by Jesus, hear prayer. Any position you take, he hears your prayer. While you are driving your car, you are praying. He answer prayer. While you are in the church, as the message is going on, you can be praying your heart. He hears prayer. It's a condition of your heart. Oh, I don't want to digress from this sermon, but if you remember the message the prophet preached when trouble came in his house, which he said, every one of us will have those things, you know. When he went to the mission field and he came back and he said, he got to the house and the wife said, oh, Bill, I'm losing my mind. I'm depressed. Like some of our sisters will say, I don't know, give you that language in your mouth. It's Satan. Don't listen to Satan. Listen to God. Satan is lying to you. You are not depressed. I say you are not depressed. As she say, oh, I'm depressed. I'm losing my head, Bill. And Brother Brown said, you know what I did? I just put my hand around her. I say, oh, in his heart, he was praying. He said, when I put my hand around her, I said, oh, Mida, I know what you are going through. Brother, for you to help somebody, you must feel what they are going through. It's not easy, oh. But you have to feel. At least it was God trying to tell us something through that. The Bible says, I put my hand around her and I was praying, oh God, if you could just quieten her. He said, by the corner there, Joseph was topping on top of, you know, scattering everywhere. Becky and Sarah were fighting over some blocks. I said, it's my own. It's my own. Give me my own. You know, I mean, you know, if you have young children, you know how they can be so funny at all. It's my own. Daddy said, this is my own. You know. Oh, may God help us. Baba said, isn't that a lovely home to be? The whole place scattered. And it's not easy for pastor's wife, you know. I must say, it's not easy for pastor's wife. When one visitor comes, she cook. She cook. Cook morning, cook afternoon, cook night. He wash the clothes for the husband. And she has still got to, she has got to pray. It's not easy. You know, people are coming when one visitor comes, say, ah, Ekabo, God bless you. And she must do it joyfully in her heart. Not doing it, these people, we cannot stop now. It is a service that you have put yourself inside. you know, it's not easy. You know, and the prophet, his wife receiving people because they are coming to be prayed for. They are coming to receive counsel from the prophet. And she was so tired and straight, worn out. And say, oh, what will we eat tonight? She did not talk like some of the sisters. Say, oh, the one cut off my jembe. And you call yourself a Christian sister. He said, go on, maybe you go drink Gavi this night. God bless you, mama. May God have mercy. He said, go and fix yourself something to eat. Sister Mida didn't say that. Brother put his hand around that. He said, and I was praying my heart. I'm trying to emphasize what the prophet said there, that prayer is what does the things for us. He said, put his hand around her and was praying, Lord, quieten her. Change the atmosphere in this home. It is not two fighting can never change, make one right. Two wrong can never make right. So Abraham put the hand, he was praying, and while he was praying, he said, may that we help you tonight. Give me the apron. He said, apron. The Ghana people laugh. After one of our services, say, Pastor, we want to wear the apron. I say, yes, wear it, brother, wear it. Brother Abraham, practice it. Help your wife. Yeah, help your wife in the kitchen. Sometimes they get so tired. If you see she's tired like that, it is his flesh. The flesh can break down. And sister, if you see your husband breaking down, help him. Of course, if there is love, you will help one another. May God help us. That's what we are talking about. If there is love in your heart, you see your husband going the wrong way, you will pray for him. You see your wife going the wrong way, you pray for her. And Brother Brown didn't want her, you know, to lose her mind and say, okay, I will help you. I will help you cut the carrots. I'm telling you, quote, if you want it because of the time, I will show you. Brother Brown wear the apron and was cutting carrots for his wife. Brothers, he helped her in the kitchen. Yeah, do it. May God help us. While he was doing that, he said, I was still praying for her in my mind. Lord, help her. Quieten her. The target was his amida, because you know, once she's fine, every other person will be fine. So he said, when he does that, he put his hand, he said, hey, as I was coming the other day, I saw one cloth. He said, is it cloth we are talking about now? Put that topic aside. Is it cloth we are talking about? Baba said, I still say, oh God, help her. It's okay. Let's do the thing sharp, sharp, so that we will eat tonight. So when he was, you know, trying to, he said, John noticed she began to feel very fine, and the thing was changing. He kept his hand, you know, around her neck. Baba said, touch your wife. It's not a sin. Touch your wife. Amen. Amen. In the message, he cares for you. Baba said, there is something about the touch. Touch your husband. If he feels that, I say, oh, honey, I love you. As we had this morning, not babe. It's not your babe. Say, honey, I love you. Honey, I love you. Encourage him. He's come tired. He's gone to break block. Maybe he's a bricklayer. You know, those kind of work are so strenuous. Tell him, say, honey, I love you. I know the things are not easy. We've got to pay house rent. We've got to pay children's school fee. I love you. God will take care of the thing. Encourage him. Just for Brian say a few parts on the back. There's something that he does that doctor cannot do it. That's your wife touching you or your husband just touching you. There's something that he does to the natural body. And Jesus wants that. He wants us to do that one to another. That's why he gave you your wife, he gave you your husband. But you see something coming between is the devil. May God help us. Now prayer is what does the things for us. Baba said, there, Sister Maidana said, hey, that clothes you are talking about. You see that? Do you think that the store will still be open by this time? You see? You think that the women don't like booty? They like booty. Forget that little time that they are all upset. The little promise you made, they will remind you. Ah, okay, my 50,000. Pray God help you. He said, Habib, we can go and check the store now. I told myself the thing is working. He said, then they say, okay, we'll go get it. He said, before you know, Joseph was calm, and you know, Sarah and Becky, they were calm. Why? Because he was praying. He didn't do it as a man. Say, I'm the man in this house. What have you even done? What have you been doing since morning? Chetik Badura, brother, don't do like that. Some of us have made the mistake in the past. I've done that mistake too. God have mercy upon me. We've done it in the past. And we don't appreciate the women. Say, oh, they are just in the house in the morning. They are not doing anything. You stay home one day. You know what it is. May God help us. He said, ah, you are supporting the sister today. Brothers, don't worry. We'll come for you. Sister, to help your husband. Amen. From the message, the angel of the Lord preached 1954-06-04, before we pray, paragraph 20. Brother Bram said, you see, prayer is the most powerful force, you know, that was given to the believers. Amen. How that we ought to pray and believe our prayers. Paragraph 20, just get that. I think maybe the B part of it. Let me see if I can get that now quickly. 54. Yeah. He said, now look what prayer does. Prayer changed from death to life. God has said the man was going to die. That is Hezekiah. And I believe Isaiah told the truth. He was born a prophet, and his word was true and came from God. And then Hezekiah's prayer, you watch it. When God was sending that message to Hezekiah, he sent it through his prophet, Isaiah. I said, go and tell him to prepare his house, he's going to die. You see, and the man turned his face to the wall and said, God, I don't want to die. It's a choice. You see, this life, life and death is a choice. If Satan says you will die, you can choose to die. And you can choose that you don't want to die. He turned his face and said, God, I don't want to die. And when he was praying, the prophet was not there. But prayer does do the thing for him. Because why? Prayer is what does the thing. Ezekiah prayer changed the opinion of God. You can't say, change the mind of God. Prayer changes things. Oh my, I like that. Prayer changes things. It is the most powerful force that God ever put in the hands of man, is a sincere prayer offered to God. You believe that? Jesus said, whatsoever you ask in the Father's name, my name, that what? I will do it. Believe it? Try it once and see if it isn't true. I challenge you this evening also. You try it. Sister Rebecca, Zacchaeus' wife, paragraph 55 of that same sermon, it was surpassed this way. She prayed all the night and God had a prayer. Though it was looking as if the husband, you know, is still carried away with his business. But Brother Brown said, let us watch him. That night, he was restless. Just turning, moving over. And the sister, too, was just behaving as if she was asleep, but she was not asleep. She was looking at the man. And the man just rolling, thinking that the wife, too, was asleep. So 5 a.m., as we say, he just jumped out of the bed. And she was peeping. Let me see where this man is going. He quickly went, take his bath, freshen up, look very fast. Say, okay, before light come, everybody see me because I'm a very popular businessman. That Jesus I learned is coming to our town today, Jericho. I will go and tell him the peace of my mind. She be pastor, you know, Egboron. Every day, brother, 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 I will shoot him. I tell you, you cannot kill the man until the time of God is complete. No devil can take you before your time, brother. Are you playing with Jesus? Who do you call God? I say, oh, that pastor, we will show him. Hey, brother. And you don't know the man is serving you. He's serving God. So you be careful so that you don't become an enemy of God. May God help us. And she prayed. And it came down, you know, Rebecca said, and she watched through the window, see the way it was going. I said, oh, I believe this, my husband, is going to that revival. And in his heart, what he was thinking is that he would just tell Jesus the peace of his mind. You have come and deceived my wife. And with all this, your holy ruler message, get away from our town. And Jesus, wherever he was seeing the thought of that man's heart. May God help us. And for his sake, Jesus passed that way. May God help us, friend. And maybe tonight is passing, just as we said on Friday. It passed always, you know, friends. In every service, in every gathering, when you call upon him, he's there. Maybe tonight again is passing. You will just say, God, come by. And Zacchaeus in his heart said, oh, I will tell him the peace of my mind, which is a very popular story we know. You know, and dressed, you know, in his robe, and he was going, you know, to go and see Jesus. But I said, and any man that desires to see Jesus, God will make a way for him. But the way Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus was in another way. But God made a way for him to see. Though he was a short man, maybe shorter than I am, you know, but very rich. And he looked, he said, how will I get to see this man? Number one, but the Bible said, when you want to see Jesus, Satan will put obstacle in your way. So the first thing he looked, the crowd. How will I even manage to talk to him? Because crowd follow him. That is number one obstacle. Number two, I'm short. So if I want to, how will I even see him? But whether you are short, or whether you are tall, or whether you have money, or you don't have money, you want to see Jesus, he will make a way for you. Because he knows all things. He knows the desire in your heart. He knows that burden in your heart, and he wants you to call upon him. And Zacchaeus, look, I know what I will do. I'm going to carry this garbage can, this dustbin rubber. I'll push it to the tree. While he was doing that, some of his friends saw him and said, hey, Zacchaeus, you got a new contract. He got ashamed. He said, oh, no. Are you ashamed of Jesus? Are you ashamed? You must be identified with who you believe. He was trying to, you know, hide that. No. Instead of it, to tell them that I want to see Jesus. So he allowed them to go. When they go, he pushed the thing very close to the tree. He manny, climb the thing, climb on the tree. And think Jesus will not see. Oh, but Brother Bram said, you know how God makes himself so real to his own? That when they experience it, they say, no, that, no, ele olone. That is how God answers prayer. Because the sister will pray, God, show yourself to this man. show yourself to this man. Give him eternal life. Even more than you gave to me. More than the experience you give me. Lord, if he has to cry boo-hoo, Lord, let him cry like that. If you need to embarrass him, Lord, embarrass him. That was the kind of prayer she was praying. You know, and he went there, cover himself, thinking that Jesus would not see. And Jesus was coming, you know, everywhere he goes, crowd follow him. And while he was coming, and coming, people shouting, people singing, he said, hey, he's coming now. When he just passed here, I would just call him and say, stop! Look at short man Zacchaeus, you want to stop Jesus? And while Jesus was coming, you know, so quiet, he just got under that place and stopped. Ah, Zacchaeus would have known what's happening now. See, he stopped here. Did he see me? I don't think he saw me. And Jesus just look up and say, Zacchaeus! Eh! He said, number one, how did he know I'm here? Number two, that loss of love on me. Ah, he must truly be the Messiah. Immediately, my wife is saying, it's true. Because nobody, even my wife, no, say I'm here. How did he know I'm here? He must truly be the Messiah. He said, come down. Because today, salvation has entered your house. If you look, this must truly be God. Because nobody can do this thing except God be with him. And I tell you, brother, that is what he wants to do for you. That is what he wants to do for me, if we can only surrender to him. It is prayer that does the things for us. What is that situation? You just talk to God. Tell God, this is a matter, Lord. This is what I have. This is the body in my heart. Now, paragraph 120 of this same sermon. Rebrand says, it is the real thing that changes man's mind, that changes man's attitude. Brethren, it is the real thing that changes man's mind. When a man sees something that is real, I cannot change you. I can't convert you. You can't convert me. It is God that converts us. So all that we have to do is to present the God that can convert. And when you see it, the same way we have experienced it, oh brother, that's the same way you experience. Nobody can talk you out of it. You become a fireball. May God help you. May God help me. Just like Paul, that was one Saul, when he came in contact with Jesus and said, who art thou, Lord? But the man said, a Jew that was taught right, he will not call that thing Lord. Because why? Being a Jew is taught that this pillar of fire is Lord. And that thing, pillar of fire said, I am Jesus. Jesus? We thought it was just a man fanatic claiming what is not. He said, I am Jesus. And you see people sit down in the message today, they say, we don't believe this thing. Somebody, you see some people, idol worshippers, Muslim, will tell you, they see Brother Bram. And some people will say, is it possible? I tell you, it's possible. Are you a believer? You see, maybe because you have not seen him, that's why you don't believe. God has his way of dealing with people. You don't believe in miracle. You don't believe in supernatural. I believe in supernatural. He has the way. He can come in the form of your father. He can come in the form of his prophet and say, you see, I am sending you to that Christ bride church. He said, I don't know where it is. Ask for the name. And you see the person will just be asking, I'm looking for Christ bride. Hey, God, she has to go in a church like that, Christ bride. That's the way God does his things. You check how we all came in. It was a supernatural call. May God help us. And the same way also, when a man that comes in contact with God, Brother Brown said, when he sees everything, he changes his orientation. As Pastor used to say, sin will become as dead as midnight. The things that he used to love to do, the smoking, the drinking, the womanizing, he just sees that everything, he has lost it. Even when they shake it before him, he might in his heart be tempted to fall, but something will say, no, that's not for you. He knows that something has happened. But I said, that's how you know that you have been filled. You know something has happened. No, I can't just be what I used to be. I used to beat my wife before. I can't do that again. I used to speak anyhow to my husband. I can't do that again. I'm a sassy person in the environment. Everybody know me. You give me one, I give you 10. You see that you are a different person. You are sweet. You are loving. Brother Bram said, why? It is the real thing that changes man's mind. Changes their attitude. Sometimes, It is a price, surely, to get it. But if you will approach Christ this morning, preach it this afternoon, so evening, with a thought in your heart that I will not be critical, but I will study the scriptures. I will see what it was. If you come to the meeting this afternoon, before you come, study and see what it was. Whatever it was, it has to be the same today. As I spoke last night, if many of you was there, see, does God identify himself by his characteristics? Sure. He always must remain that way because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Man's heart as so, a real God-fearing man or woman, businessman or whatever it is always, there is something in man's heart, in your heart, his heart, if there is any God fear about him, to know something about God. Oh yes, there's something. And every day you come to church, you hear a message, something drop in your heart, and you say, God, could this be the truth? Don't just criticize. You go search it. Pray over it. And say, I never told you what happened to Zacchaeus. Rabbi say, he become a member of the Full Gospel Businessman chapter. That was what happened. Though he was, you know, businessman, you know, in the physical world, but when he came in contact with Jesus Christ, he was now propagating the gospel. But I want to tell you about him first. You see, oh sure, he wouldn't be nothing else but full gospel, of course. That is all Jesus preached. And so he become a member there, and you ought to be a member of the same. But he wanted to see something real. See? And when he saw something real himself that was scripturally identified, then he was ready. See, it is the real things that mount. Amen. May God help us. Now before we pray, the prophet talk about one of his experiences he also had with a friend that was a, you know, a cruel man, and he normally go hunting with him. And Brother said the man will call him a cheeky, you know, it's a cheeky hearted preacher. He said, Bill, you are just so soft. And they had something used to blow like a whistle, and when they blow it, it can bring their heart. Because the thing cry like a little deer. You understand? The man just blow the thing, and he blow it, and the deer just came out. Because why? He thought the baby was in danger. And the man set his rifle. Papa said, ah, don't kill it. He said, look at you. If you don't want to see me kill it, then you turn your head, you chicken at the preacher. But I said, oh, and I look, I said, God, if you can just change the heart of this man. Because this dear mother is real. She looked at her, she heard that her baby is in danger, and she's coming out, even in the face of AK-47, if you allow me to put that way. She was not ready to deny her baby. I said, well, let me save that child. But I said, how many mothers today? Not like the ones that we have today that will, you know, give birth and throw the baby somewhere. No, that one was not like that. She was ready to die for her baby. But I said, and in my heart, I would just pray, oh God. And I said, oh, don't do that. And the fellow just points the gun. But I said, then he was, you know, put his hand. He said, and he was just praying, though he has been telling the man about Christ and everything. And this man, you know, didn't change. But look at where God was waiting for him that day on the hunting trip. You know, God answers prayer. And Brother Brown said he answered it in his own way, at his own time, in his own place. We might think, oh God, this is how I want it. This is the time. This is the place. But God said, no, I know the place. I know the time. You leave the matter for me. It's not you to tell me how to do it. You just pray. When you pray, as the songwriter said, take your body to the Lord and leave it there. Brother Brown said, and before you know, that is gone, lower down. And he turned to me and said, B, this thing that you have been talking about, he said, I've had enough. Lead me to that Jesus. But I said, why? He saw something real. It is the real thing that changed a person's heart. If we say we are Christian today, friends, let us show the world something real. Are you willing to sacrifice for what you believe? Or you say, no, it is my right. I cannot be talked down. Oh yes, we know it's your right. But remember, Christ forfeited many things for you and me. May God help us. And you cannot forfeit for your fellow brother. You cannot forgive just a little mistake from your brother. You can't forgive a little mistake from your sister, your parents. May God help us. Shall we bow our heads? Just talk to God. It's passing this way once again. Remember what the prophet said. It is prayer that does the things. What is the situation before you say, God, remember me this afternoon? Just as you appeared, O God, reveal yourself to Zacchaeus. I'm in that same condition, Lord. I want you to reveal yourself to my husband. Do you have an unbelieving partner? I want you to reveal yourself to my wife, Lord. Remember me. Help me. Or it's a loved one. You say, oh God, remember me. This is a burden in my heart and I'm crying out to you, Lord, help me. I tell you, brother, I tell you, sister, he answers prayer. You have situations, you have tests, you have trials that are more than what you think that you can go through. You talk to God. You have unbelieving children or children that you are praying for, and it seems like they are not just seeming to come in line. You don't just worry. Keep praying, because prayer changes things. While all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, as we bring the service to the close, you want to be remembered this afternoon, stroke evening. Say, God, help me. While I hand over to the associate pastor, just believe God once again. And you go to your home, you be in prayer constantly. Remember what the prophet encouraged us. It's prayer that does the things, whether physical, whether health-wise. Just keep on praying. God bless you.
Shall we pray? Our dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you, Lord, for your word that we have heard. It's not for entertainment or to make someone happy. Lord, what we are hearing is the word of life, the word of truth. Dear Jesus, Lord, we have been shown the importance of prayer and the power that is in prayer. Lord, we have in the scriptures where even the prayer of a man changed your heart from what you decided to do, and you changed your mind because someone prayed desperately. Master Jesus, and down the ages, there has been that record, Lord, that when people pray, we remember Nineveh, that you sent your prophet, Lord, to go and preach there that destruction is coming. But when they heard your word, they repented, they fasted, and they prayed. And Lord, you changed your mind and turned the evil you plan to do to them and said you are not going to do it because they repented and they cry unto you. Lord, there are so many sicknesses that have gone away on account of prayer. So many situations that have been changed because of prayer. So many needs that have been met because of prayers. So many problems have been solved on account of prayers. Lord, great and mighty things have been done through the ages because your children cry unto you. Master Jesus, we are so privileged in our time too that we know just how to pray. Lord, it was the disciples asking you in the days of your flesh to teach them how to pray. In our own time, Lord, we have the full information of how to pray, how to approach you, how to put ourselves in the condition that you can hear us, the type of life that you expected from us, when we are wrong, what you wanted from us. To accept our wrongs, to repent of our wrongs, and to turn our feet to your testimonies. Dear Jesus, these and so many others we have known. Lord, you told us in your word to come unto you by way of thanksgiving, to make our supplications known unto you. Lord Jesus, we thank you for all you have been, all you have done, and all you are doing on daily basis. This hour, dear Father, your word has come to us through this message. It was to pass this way. Lord, you have spoken unto us in this our generation that because of the scripture that said that we are two or three are gathered together in my name, I be there in their midst. And your prophet have told us that when you come, you don't come as an onlooker or as a recording angel. But you come to give strength, you come to give ability, you come to supply the need of your people. You come to hear and answer prayers. Dear Father, we know that you are here in our midst this evening, and you are looking at our hearts, not even what we are saying from our mouth. But dear Jesus, we pray, O God, that as your children have believed on you, that you are a dissolver of doubt, you are a solver of problems, you are a healer of diseases. Lord, you are, O God, a changer of situations. Master Jesus, as we have believed that, O God, so let it be unto us, Father. Because that is upon the basis that your children are calling upon you at this hour for situations that we cannot humanly remedy. But you are one that dissolves doubt, that changes situation. Lord Jesus, we pray, dear God, that you look into every situation this evening and see every request, dear Father, and see every desire, O God, and grant unto each and every one of us as we have need of, in the name of Jesus Christ. A son that came to the altar, no doubt, has a special need. May you grant unto him as his request. Savior divine, each and every one of us, there is no mortal on the surface of this earth without a need. Each day we wake up with needs, with problems, with desires, with situations and things. But Lord, the only joy we have is that we have you as our God, who is bigger than all our problems. We present them all before you this evening. We ask that you attend to everyone, dear Father. Give us the faith we have need of to receive answers to our requests. Ours is to pray, yours is to answer. When and where is your prerogative. Dear Father, if anyone tarries, the patience we have need of, O God, give unto us, dear Father. Give unto us assurance that you are not a disappointment. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. The things you have done for us today, may the enemy not succeed in any way, Lord, to pluck any of them out of our hearts. But may your spirit water them, O God. And Lord, may we thereby, Lord, grow into higher heights, O God, and acquire even greater blessings, dear Father. Thank you for being with us in the services. And Lord, the guiding of your children everywhere. Lord, today, some, O God, because of their location, maybe are just starting, we ask that you will be with them also. Thank you, dear Father. The vessel you have made use of, O God, vest you no doubt as O God come out of him, may you replenish him and lift up the horn of his ministry. Thank you for your servant that went to Bakatari, which you have brought back safely. We are grateful unto you. May you bless his effort and may you renew his strength. Thank you, Father. Lord, shortly we'll be going back to our homes. You brought us in the morning. May you take us back home safely and give us a wonderful night, Lord. Give us a wonderful week. May this week's blessing may outshine that of last week, O God. Lord, will you, O God, give unto us abundance of testimonies to the glory and the honor of your name. May your protection be mighty upon all of us as individuals and as families and as a local assembly. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Give us good and perfect health. Supply every need, dear Father. Thank you, King of glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. Those that have situations, O God, of sicknesses and things, and those that are in need of some Lord things desperately, Lord, you know every bit of the need of your people. May you attend to them, Father, that your name and your name alone might be glorified, Lord. Thank you, Father. Everyone you have used for the blessing of today, in any form, O Jehovah God, Lord, from your servant to the interpreters, the song leaders, users of instruments, officers at the post of duty, those at the engine room, those behind the computer, those, oh God, monitoring the engine, microphone, and the rest of it, may you bless individuals, dear Father. Those that kneel down to call upon your name, oh God, may you bless them also, Father. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. When is it by your grace if we are still here? When we come back, O God, may your house be full of thanksgiving. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. We are grateful to God for the services of the day and the blessings that we have received from the same. Brother David Adumoye, as a junior brother of Apoluwaro Temi, passed by this afternoon, say, on his way from Ekiti, and he wants to go and see senior brother Anis. He said he just wants to greet us briefly. He sent his greetings to everyone and his appreciation for your care and your concern and your prayers. God bless you all. Our next gathering, by God's grace, will be Wednesday, and then also Friday. This week will be the last Friday for this month, which will be the breaking of bread service. You are invited. God bless you. I know some people have, that is not part of the service. No problem. It is not the pastor or me or any minister that is calling for it. It is one of the services of the church and the message that we are supposed to attend. May the Lord be our help. God bless you, shall we rise. Number 83. I found a friend in Jesus is everything to me. The lily of the valley. I found a friend in Jesus, he's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Yeah, he's the lily of the valley, he's the one I see. All I need to bless and make me holy. Is my sin, he does me bring your body to rule. Hallelujah, he is the lily of the valley, the brighter morning star, he's the fairest of the thousand to one. God bless you.